The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... E.G. Marshall. The night has a thousand eyes, said the poet, and see how they twinkle in the darkness. For they are but bright jewels that sparkle in the gloom, and they are not made for seeing, but only to light the traveler's way in the deep and eternal blackness from whence all of us came, and to which all of us must return.
Richard, the detective wanted to know if there was anything between me and Mr. Forrest.
Well, what could there possibly be between you, Lorna, and Mr. Forrest?
I told him we were having an affair.
Now, Lorna, that isn't true. You didn't even know Mr. Forrest. Why did you say a thing like that? Your reputation?
Better for me to lose my reputation than to have you accused of murder.
Mystery drama, Night Eyes, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Ralph Bell and Earl Hammond. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
A horse! A horse! My kingdom for a horse!
Thus cried King Richard III of England. Ah, yes. But his wasn't the first kingdom to be lost because of a horse. Nor would it be the last. You don't believe it? Visit any racetrack. This is a story about a horse. And it begins on a most fashionable street. In a most fashionable neighborhood. A man, a middle-aged man, pauses in front of one of those fabulous, luxury, high-rise apartment houses. He's a big man, but there doesn't seem to be any substance to him. He's evidently the rack and ruin of what was once a magnificent physical specimen. His clothes are old and frayed, faded and threadbare. He stands for a moment, as if trying to remember something.
What do you want?
Who, me?
Well, who'd you think I was talking to? The Prince of Wales?
I want to see somebody.
Now, who would an old bum like you want to see? Well, come on. Spit it out. Hey, what's the matter with you?
Don't yell at me, please. Don't yell. Because I...
All right, now, come on. What am I supposed to do, huh? Stand around here all day?
No, you see, when people yell at me, I forget what I want to say.
Okay, beat it, huh?
But I want to see Mr. Starbright. Yeah, that's him, Mr. Starbright. Yeah.
Mr. Starbright, huh? You got an appointment?
Appointment? I know he'll want to see me.
Now, why would a man like Mr. Starbright want to see an old bum like you?
He'll want to see me.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to see him?
It's private.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Okay, now beat it.
No,
I said beat it, and don't let me catch you hanging around.
Mr. Starbright?
How did you get in here?
The doorman, he wouldn't let me up, so I sneaked in through the bank.
Who are you?
My name is Nate. Yeah, Nate. And you know, it's funny, sometimes I forget my second name, but it'll come back to me. I just have to remember not to get nervous and get scared. I'll remember.
What do you want?
Oh, yeah. Just give me a minute, huh? I know it's got to be important.
Excuse me a moment, please.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes, Joe. You're afraid some old bum may have sneaked up the back stairs. Well, he did. No, Joe, don't bother. He's harmless. Bobby just wants a handout. I'll take care of him. Well, it's good to know you're on the ball, Joseph. Well, now.
Yeah?
What's your name? Nate? What can I do for you? You must want some money.
No, I ain't looking for a handout. I don't want no money. Yeah.
You don't want...
No. I ain't a bum. I work. You know where I work?
What did you tell me?
At the track. The Crystal Pot. You've been there, I've seen
you. Oh, yes. I do spend quite a bit of time there. Too much, if you listen to my wife.
Yeah. I work. I sweep out and I do things, you know. I used to be in the ring. Hey, maybe you heard of me. They give me a name, you know. The writers did. You see, this name that I was born with was no good for the ring, you know. So you know what they done?
What did they do?
They said, they said, let's give him one of them American hero names, you know. So my manager one day, he said, hey, you know what your name is? Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Oh, my goodness. I remember you.
Yeah, they explained it to me, you know. There was this general, and he says, get there. Get there first is with the mostest. That was me. I used to do a lot of punches, you know.
Oh, yes, you certainly did.
I used to get hit a lot, too. I always did the fans a good fight, didn't I?
You sure did.
Well, I got sick or something. I think it must have been an accident. I don't remember. Well, I ain't been able to fight since.
Yes, I believe I did hear something about that.
Hey, but you know, I didn't mind. Because all of my life, I kind of liked horses. You know, being around horses, you know. So this guy, he fixed it for me to get a job at the track.
Well, that was very nice.
Yeah, there's an old shed down near the barns that they give me. And I fixed it up real nice. Hey, you ought to see it.
Well, next time I'm at the track, perhaps I will.
Hey, gee, that'll be great.
Well, Nate, what was it you wanted to see me about?
Oh, why,
You say you don't want any money?
No. I don't need no money, no.
Well, does it have anything to do with the track?
The track. Oh, yeah. It's the track. Yeah, that's right. I come here to tell you.
To tell me what?
Turkish taffy. Hey, you see, I remember. It's Turkish taffy. Your horse.
Yes, I own Turkish taffy.
Yeah. Turkish taffy.
Is something wrong?
Yeah.
What?
He ain't there.
What are you saying?
He ain't there. He ain't in his stall.
Where is he?
Well, I don't know. But he ain't nowhere to track.
Are you saying Turkish taffy is missing?
Yeah. He ain't there.
But as I was at the track less than an hour ago.
Yeah, but still and all, he ain't there.
My trainer is there. He would have called me.
Well, maybe he don't know, huh?
Well, if the horse isn't in his stall, how could he not know?
You see, maybe he thinks the horse that's in his stall now is Turkish taffy.
What are you saying?
I mean that horse in there now. He does look a lot like Turkish Taffy. But Baby Harry is the same weight and the same height. He even got the same white scar on his forehead, you know. Well, I guess most people would figure, he's Turkish Taffy.
But that's impossible.
And you know, Mr. Staff, I always liked Turkish Taffy. I remember it come up a two-year-old. Good-looking horse.
What makes you say the horse in the stall isn't Turkish Taffy?
Well, he's a ringer.
Well, that's what you keep telling me. Why?
You just tell me by talking to him. I know he ain't Turkish Taffy.
Just by talking to him?
Yeah, lots of little things, you know. You can tell a horse. And this one, he is a ringer. I thought maybe I better come here and tell you.
I see.
Because you are the owner, and you should know.
Certainly. Did you voice these suspicions to anyone else?
Suspicions? Oh, now, Mr. Starbright, it is true. I know your horse, and I could prove it.
Well, all right, but you didn't tell anyone else.
No. I figure I'll tell you. You take care of it yourself.
Yes, I shall. You did a fine thing, Nate. Here, let me get...
No, I didn't do this for money. I mean, I want to do this the honor of the profession, you know.
Of course. Now, Nate, you are positive.
Oh, yeah. You can even prove it.
Well, that's what I'm asking for, proof.
Well, like the night eyes.
The what?
Night eyes.
Night eyes. What an interesting word. Whatever does it mean?
Oh, darling, may I present Mr. Forrest?
Well, how do you do, Mr. Forrest?
I was just leaving. I got to get back to
the track.
Oh, yeah. That's right, the track. You know something, ma'am? Your husband, he remembers me. Hey, can you imagine? Swell jet like him, he remembers me.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
I gave everybody a good fight now, didn't I?
Oh, yes, you did, Nate.
And I never lay down. No, sir, I never took a dive. And why, I should do a fight once, you know. But I wouldn't do it. So they give me the works. Oh, I mean, they beat me up so I could never fight no more.
How awful. Did you go to the police?
Police?
Yes. Didn't you go to the police?
Police, No, I don't remember.
But you do remember getting beaten up?
No, I don't remember that neither. I don't remember nothing anymore. No. I gotta get back. So I better say goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, that poor man. I suppose he was up here hoping you'd give him some money.
Yes.
I hope you gave it to him.
I did.
So that's what they call being punch drunk. Oh, poor fellow. He's a mass of scars and bruises.
He's lucky to be alive.
And yet, there's something magnificent about him. You look in his eyes and you see the true light of tragedy.
Lorna, I know you had plans, but I have an errand to run.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry.
You can't come to the Martindales with me for cocktails.
Well, perhaps I need to meet you.
Oh, Richard.
Well, it just came up suddenly, really.
Oh, very well. I'll let you out of the Martindales party, but this means you owe me one.
Which means you'll probably drag me to one of those concerts, eh?
And the most ultra-modern music at that.
All right. I'll cut this thing as short as I possibly can.
Oh, what gentleman would transact business at 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon?
A gentleman who's interested in making money.
And this old bum, he knows?
He's not an old bum, Frasier.
But he knows.
Yes, he knows. That means we'll have to scratch Turkish Taffy or the horse that's impersonating him. I like the sound, impersonating a horse.
Why not? There's a lot of money in it.
Now, Frasier, listen to me.
I have been listening.
This, Nate, if he knows, isn't it possible other people might also know?
Richard, you're becoming panicky.
If a thing like this becomes known, I'll be disgraced for life. Not to mention criminal liability.
And be calm, Richard. Be very calm. You have a horse. His name is Turkish Taffy. He couldn't run. Well, he could run if he was in the mood, but he was very seldom in the mood. You see?
Now, look, Frasier.
He never wins. Therefore, every time he runs, the odds get heavier. His weight allowance gets lighter.
I understand all that.
No, not really. That's why I have to review it. So we have a horse that looks just like Turkish Taffy and can run 6 furlongs in 1:11, which is good enough to win on Saturday, especially since we'll be carrying Turkish Taffy's weight allowance of 102 pounds.
We have to call it off.
We can't call it off.
What do you mean we can't?
It's out of our hands.
I don't understand. It's my horse.
You see, the betting arrangements have already been made.
But this old-time fighter, he knows.
Yes. Well.
Well, what?
He'll be taken care of.
He'll be taken care of? What does that mean? What does that mean, he'll be taken care of?
Don't expect me to answer that question. After all, we want you to come back for Act Two, where you will receive further enlightenment, not only on the fate of all the people you have met so far, but also on their pastime, which is known for reasons that escaped me as the sport of kings. The curtain will rise again in just a few moments. Know ye not, says the book, that they which run in a race run all, but only one receiveth the prize. Of course, it's the nature of the game. There must be winners, and therefore it follows that there must also be losers. This concept is as old as mankind. But then a new ingredient was added. For the sake of convenience, let's call it insurance.
What does that mean, Fraser? He'll be taken care of.
It means what it says, Richard. He'll be taken care of.
In what way?
In whatever way is necessary.
Now, look, Fraser.
No, don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't wrap yourself in a mantle of piety.
I will not stand. You
won't stand for anything that has to be done. You came to me. You said, Fraser, my horse has to win.
I know all about that.
No, you don't. Which is why we have to review it. Things are tight. You need cash, so...
I didn't think that...
You didn't think what? When I suggested that we would be able to switch horses, you jumped at it.
I didn't know.
You didn't know what? At the very least, it was a fraud. But you were willing to commit that, weren't you?
Now, that's different.
You know the old saying... In for a penny, in for a pound.
I think I know where this is going, and I don't like it.
Well, it may not have to go that far.
Well, you see, you just said it.
All I did was mention an extreme possibility.
It's my horse. That is in the eyes of the world. And I am withdrawing him from the race.
I don't think you'll be able to do that, Richard. This thing has acquired a life of its own. You started to win a sizable purse, not to mention a few hundred thousand in bets. But that is chicken feed, coffee and cake, as they say.
I am telling you what I intend to do.
People you don't know, and believe me, Richard, you don't want to know them, are going to make millions. They will not permit you to...
Are you threatening me?
I don't have to. Do you know why? Because you have no intention of scratching Turkish Taffy.
I don't think you understand.
I understand that you are in a financial bind, Richard.
Ah, damn it. That woman spends money as if I had a printing press that just turned it out.
It is out of our hands, Richard. You're the owner, I'm the trainer. We had to call in some other people.
You had to call in other people?
Only because you told me what had to be done.
But I didn't know that someone might have to get hurt.
And if you did, Richard, would that have stopped you? Don't answer that question too quickly.
Richard, darling.
Hello, Lorna.
Can you let me get you a drink? And congratulations.
Oh, so you heard.
Yes, it was on the radio.
Yes, Turkish Taffy finally came through.
Was it a nice purse?
Very nice.
Well, then the next time I ask you for a contribution...
My darling, have I ever turned you down?
No, but lately you have scowled a bit. Richard, that man who works for you...
Which man who works for me?
The one who was here the other day.
Who?
Oh, you know, the badly battered one. What's his name again? Forrest? Yes, Mr. Forrest.
Nate Forrest. He doesn't work for me. What made you think that
he... Well, he said he worked at the track and he came up to see you, so naturally I thought...
Well, no, dear. You see, he's just an old bum.
Richard. No way to describe Mr. Forrest.
Oh, yes. I suppose you're right. I'm sorry. Why do you ask?
Can anything be done for him?
What do you mean?
He's a man who needs help.
Well?
No, he's a man who deserves help. I want to help.
My dear, there's nothing you can do.
Oh, now, don't say that.
But I must. Nothing can be done for a man like him, medically. And he supports himself. He's happy and... Darling, I can only tell you that you're better off keeping away from the Nate Forrests of this world.
Oh, really? Why?
Because in the end... They have to break your heart.
Yeah?
Oh, does Mr. Forrest live here?
Mr. Forrest, huh? Why do you ask?
Well, some people pointed out this shack, and they said that Mr. Forrest...
Do you know Mr. Forrest?
Well, I met him once.
You've met him once?
But does he live here? Because if he doesn't, I...
Why do you want to see him?
Well, I don't want to sound abrupt or even rude, but I can't see where that would be anyone's business.
Anyone's business? Maybe not. Mine? I'm afraid yes. I'm a police officer.
An officer?
Yes, my name is Kahn, Detective Lieutenant Kahn. Homicide.
Homicide?
We may be jumping the gun a little there, but he's not expected to live.
Mr. Forrest?
That's right.
But what's wrong?
We don't know. Nobody had seen him around for the past couple of days. So today, somebody came over to his shack, and there he was.
What happened?
He was beaten up. I guess he was left for dead.
No.
Yeah. He really got worked over.
But why? Why?
Well, who knows? It happens all the time.
What happens all the time?
These wild, crazy, insane things. No rhyme, no reason. Just mindless violence. What's your name?
Is that important?
Well, why'd you want to see him?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Look,
Okay, go on home. I won't ask you any more questions.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Look, lady, this is the racetrack. I know it's early in the morning, but you can never tell. There could be reporters around. Now, you don't want to get your name in the paper, do you? Maybe even your picture?
Well, why would anyone want to put my name or my picture in the papers?
Why would a rich-looking, well-dressed woman be visiting the shack of some down-at-the-heel?
Now, just 1 minute, Lieutenant.
A lot of well-off, middle-aged women get their kicks.
That is not the reason I'm here.
No? Okay. Why'd you want to see him?
Why?
Well, that's what I asked. Why?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I had a feeling I wanted to help him.
Why?
Well, obviously, he was a man who needed help, wasn't he?
What was he to you?
He was a human being.
Yeah. Well, I suppose nobody can help him anymore.
Do you suppose I could see Mr. Forrest?
He doesn't look very pretty.
Well, I'm prepared for that.
But what's the point to it?
He's going to die, isn't he?
Yeah. Any time now.
I'd feel better if he didn't die alone.
Sister, we all die alone. Nurse says it's okay to go in.
Is he still?
Yeah, but not for long. I told you you wouldn't look pretty.
Oh, why? Why would anyone want to do this to him?
Night.
Trying to say something.
Night.
Mr. Forrest? Mr. Forrest, it's Mrs. Starbright.
Right.
I want to help you.
I didn't.
Is there anything I...
Mrs. Starbright, why do you want to do this to yourself?
Eyes.
Eyes?
Nice.
What is the same?
What does it matter?
They look, eyes.
Eyes. Is that what he's saying, eyes?
Night.
Tonight? What about tonight?
Night. Eyes.
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
Eyes. Night eyes.
Oh, well, guy, he's just out of his head.
No, it seems to make sense.
What seems to make sense?
I don't know, but...
I always give a good fight, huh? I never did nothing crooked. Never... I never... Well, still, listen.
Yes.
Listen.
I'm listening, Mr. Forrest. I'm listening.
Good. Just look. Look at the eyes. The night eyes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
He's dead.
Look good. You better go now.
What did he mean? By that eyes at night?
Well, he was kind of delirious, you know.
No. He may have been out of his head, but that word he was trying to tell us.
What word?
That word, night eyes. I've heard that before.
And so did you. So did all of us. If you think back on our first act, yes, we did hear it. But what does it mean? What can it mean? Well, it has a close involvement with the sport of kings, to give you that much of a hint. And if you want complete enlightenment, you know you'll have to wait till I return with Act Three. We do not do what we ought. What we ought, we do not do. And we lean upon the thought that chance will see us through. Chance, fate, happenstance, luck, the random fall of events. No matter how securely the castle is built, the unforeseen, the unexpected, can make it collapse as if it were a house of cards.
Darling, what are you thinking about?
I'm trying to recall something.
Oh, yes? What?
Would you know of any poem or saying or anything that would combine the words eyes and night?
Well, the first thing that occurred to me, that thing, the night has a thousand eyes.
No, that doesn't make sense. Neither does the eyes of night, or I see the night in your eyes, my beloved.
What's all this about?
You know that Mr. Forrest is dead.
He's dead? I didn't see it in the paper.
I didn't see it in the paper either.
Well, then, how did you know?
I went to the track today.
You did?
To look for him.
To look for Nate Forrest?
Yes.
Was that wise?
I thought I could do something for him.
Oh, my dear. There are times when
I got there, and it was too late. There was a detective in the shack.
A police detective?
Mr. Forrest had been murdered.
Murdered?
Isn't that shocking? That poor man.
The police are sure of this now?
Oh, yes. He'd been brutally beaten to death.
Ah.
I thought so bad.
How did you account for your presence?
Well, this was so tragic, it might even be funny. I'm sure that detective actually would leave. Oh, no, I won't tell you.
Well, you know, with a build-up like that, you'll have to tell me.
But he thought that I was one of those thrill-seeking matrons.
Ah, you see, I told you not to go poking around trying to do good.
Do you realize what that sounds like?
I didn't mean it that way.
How did you mean it?
The world always suspects your motives.
Do you suspect my motives?
Well, of course not, no.
That's all that matters to me.
You say he's dead?
Yes. I went to the hospital.
You went to the hospital?
I saw him just a few minutes before he died. I heard his last words. He was delirious.
Well, why did you feel you had to...
I wanted to bring him comfort.
But if he was delirious, he wouldn't know the difference.
Can you be sure of that?
My dear, there are times when I wish you...
There are times when you wish I...
What? Are these activities of yours, really? And do you know how much they cost?
What did it cost me to see Mr. Forrest?
I'm not talking about it.
Well, who are you talking about?
Oh, your memberships and your contributions and pledges and...
Are you telling me we can't afford it?
Well,
You always led me to believe that there was all the money I wanted.
Well, times are...
Times are what? Hard? Tough? Tight?
Well, maybe a little of each.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want you to feel that your husband couldn't afford to... Well...
I see.
Oh, but look. Look, darling, everything is okay now. The pinch was just temporary.
I'm sorry. I really
don't
realize...
No, I tell you, it's absolutely okay. Oh, I'll get them. Hello.
Richard.
Yes, what is it, Fraser?
I have to see you right away.
Well, that's not really convenient.
I'm sorry. I have to insist. Meet me at Jerry's place in 20 minutes.
And then, wait a minute. Tracy. Lorna, I have to go out for a while.
Richard, I think we should talk.
Or later.
Now.
Darling, I have something very important.
Well, that's the problem.
Well, what problem?
Talking with me is not important.
Oh, it is, believe
me. But it must always give way to something more important.
Look, we'll talk as soon as I get back.
That's what I mean.
Rachel, why was it necessary to kill him?
Keep your voice down.
But why?
As it was explained to me, they couldn't talk to him.
Oh, this is just great.
He was a stupid, stubborn man.
All right, what happens now?
Nothing. Why does this have to have any connection with us?
Then why was it so important for you to see me?
Because I know you, Richard. You tend to get panicky over trifles.
Trifles?
Yes, the death of some punch-drunk old bum has no tie-in with us whatsoever.
He did come to see me, you know.
Well, how is anybody going to find out about that?
Well, for one thing, the doorman in my building knows.
Joe? He's been taken care of.
Taken care of?
Mm-hmm.
That expression again.
No, now, Joe is a sensible man. He's been convinced where his true interests lie.
Well, my wife...
Lorna? Well, who would she talk to? And why?
I...
Look, we brought it off. We're out of the woods. We are in the clear, and we've got nothing at all to worry about. Please, sit down, Mrs. Starbright.
Thank you. I was out when you called. I just got the message.
Well, I would have come to see you.
Your time is more valuable than mine, Lieutenant.
Mrs. Starbright, I must ask you this question. Why did you go to see Nate Forrest?
I told you. I wanted to help him.
And he was nothing at all to you? Is that it? Mrs. Starbright, there are rumors.
Rumors?
Yes. You hear rumors around the track. Now, sometimes a horse wins at very big odds. People have very suspicious minds. Now, just recently, a horse named Turkish Taffy won at 75 to 1. Your husband owns it.
Oh, everybody knows that, Lieutenant.
There may have been, well, how can I put this, something phony going on.
Lieutenant Kahn, are you making an accusation?
No, just thinking aloud.
About what?
Well, thanks to you, I looked up this Nate Forrest. I just thought he was an old bum. It turns out he wasn't. He was a pretty good club fighter, maybe 20 years ago, before my time. And he was supposed to take a dive.
Take a dive?
Yeah, throw the fight. Let the other guy win. He said no. The gamblers beat him up so he'd never fight again. No, he wasn't a bum. He was a man. And I feel very bad that I thought about him the way I did. Well, maybe, just maybe, the same thing happened again.
What same thing?
Another shady deal at the track. Maybe he knew about it. Maybe he couldn't be bought off. So they did what they had to do. They killed him.
Oh.
I'll put it to you this way. Your husband's horse just paid the biggest price of the year. Now, a couple of days later, you go to see Nate Forrest. Why?
Why?
I have to know the connection between the two of you.
But I told you,
I find that hard to believe.
Well, maybe you guessed it the minute you saw me.
What do you mean?
In your own words, a lot of well-off, middle-aged women get their kicks.
Oh, I don't believe that.
You don't?
You don't look the type.
You, an experienced detective, and you judge by looks?
Mrs. Starbright, what are you trying to cover up?
I don't know what you're talking about. May I go now?
Sure.
Thank you.
Lorna, is that you?
Yes.
Where were you?
Where? I was to the end of the earth and back.
I don't know what that means, so I'll skip it.
I don't know what it means either.
I hurried back so we could have our talk.
Did you?
But you weren't home.
Yes, I know. I was at the police station.
The police station?
The detective wanted to see me.
About what?
He wanted to know why I wanted to see Mr. Forrest.
You see, dear, how you can get into all kinds of...
You know what I told him? I as much as told him that I went to see Mr. Forrest because I was having an affair with him.
What did you say?
I think you heard me.
Laura, the police are not to be trifled with. You know, sometimes your sense
you
of humor...
You see, something very suspicious happened there recently. A horse named Turkish Taffy won an unexpected victory, paid fantastic odds.
Laura, I still don't...
Lieutenant Kahn thinks there's a connection between Turkish Taffy's victory and Mr. Forrest's murder.
But why on earth...
So to push suspicion away from you, I decided to tell the lieutenant that it was a tawdry little affair.
What made you fear this?
Mr. Forrest was murdered because he knew something. Do you know what he knew? He knew that that horse was supposed to be Turkish Taffy's. Really wasn't Turkish Taffy.
Lorna.
He's what's known as a ringer. You see, when Mr. Forrest was here to see you, he didn't come for money, did he?
No.
So he must have come here to tell you about the switch in horse. He did, didn't he?
Yes.
He said something about night hours. I didn't know what they were. Before I could ask, he left. Then as he lay dying, he tried to say that word again. Night eyes. You know what they are, don't you, Richard?
Yes.
Well, I didn't. And I spent a long time trying to find out. Finally, I decided it had to do with horse racing slang. So I asked some likely-looking people at the track. And I found out.
Lorna.
You don't have to say anything, Richard. Night eyes. Those are the special growths that a horse has behind his knees. No two horses have the same kind. And that can help identify...
Lorna, I...
And that... Well, that's the way it was with Nick. He knew. After I learned that, I was called down to the police station.
And you let that cop believe that you were having an affair with Nate?
I had to get his mind off you. And any connection that you might have had with Mr. Forrest's death.
Why did you do this, Lorna?
Why did you do it?
I didn't know they would kill him. I swear.
You did it because you were pressed for money. You being Richard Starbright III had to keep up appearances. And I had to keep up appearances, too. I never asked if you could spare the money.
Now, please, Lorna.
The second reason is... I love you. I'm willing to do anything to help you.
Even to ruining your reputation? Lorna, what are you going to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do, Richard?
I know what I ought to do.
Yes.
I just don't know if I have the courage to do it.
I'll help you.
Lorna...
So much of it was my fault. You don't have to pretend to be wealthy, Mr. Starbright, for me any longer. And I don't have to pretend either. Just think of Mr. Forrest. It would be terrible if he died for nothing.
It can be very difficult. Our names will be dragged through the mud.
I don't care.
We're going to lose our friends.
Maybe we'll find out who our friends really are. I'm going to answer it, Richard.
Hello, Mr. Starbright. Mr. Starbright, may I come in?
Richard? This is Detective Kahn.
We've had the racing commission check on the night eyes on that horse in Turkish Taffy's stall. So, Mr. Starbright, Mrs. Starbright, do you want to cooperate with us?
Yes, Lieutenant. We want to cooperate. Don't we, Richard?
Yes. All the way.
They did. And the truth came out. And it was a scandal. But we seem to have a tolerance for these things. It caused some caustic comments in the media,
And loud voices were raised for investigation and reform, but these affairs are usually like sandstorms in the desert. They blow themselves out and are gone. I'll only be gone for just a few moments. Chance. How it rules our affairs and molds our destiny. If Lorna Starbright had stayed 10 minutes longer at the committee meeting for some good charity or other, she would have never encountered poor Nate Forrest and never set a chain of suspicions rolling in Detective Lieutenant Kahn's mind that ultimately led to one of the biggest scandals in racing history. Chance. Don't you leave anything to chance. Our cast included Ralph Bell, Earl Hammond, Joan Lovejoy, and Sam Gray. The entire production is under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.